Report: Democrat Eric Swalwell burned $75,000 of defunct campaign's money on hotels, food, and Uber rides. By Amy Furr on April 18, 2026. Former U.S. Representative Eric Swalwell, D., apparently spent a mountain of cash from his congressional campaign on hotels, food, alcohol, and babysitters, even though he stepped out of the race months ago. The news coming after several women accused of him of sexual assault. In the first quarter of the year, the Democrat spent over $75,000 from his congressional campaign, the New York Post reported Saturday, citing FEC filings. Swalwell announced in November that he was ending his re-election bid for Congress to run for California governor instead. Under campaign finance laws, the money raised prior to an abandoned bid can only be spent on limited uses, such as winding down office expenses, contributing to other candidates, and donating to charity, the Post article read. However, he reportedly spent thousands on hotels, food, drinks, Uber and Lyft rides, and airfare. Meanwhile, the embattled lefty politician paid $5,091 for childcare to his live-in Brazilian nanny Amanda Barbosa. He and wife Brittany Swalwell are under investigation by the Department of Homeland Security for allegations they employed Barbosa without valid work authorization for 2 years, the outlet said. The Post confronted Swalwell about the FEC filings, to which he replied, "Why would you fucking care?" In a video on April 10, Swalwell denied the sexual assault allegations against him, stating they were flat false and claimed he would fight them. A few days later, Swalwell suspended his campaign for governor and said he was sorry for mistakes in judgment he made but reiterated he would fight the serious, false allegations, per Breitbart News. He also announced he intended to resign from his seat in the U.S. House. The Breitbart News article noted that his fellow Democrats and former staffers had been pressuring him to step down. Meanwhile, the Daily Mail reported Swalwell leaves with more than $288,600 on hand in his campaign coffers, while his leadership pack, Remedy Pack, was sitting on an additional $32,000 at the end of February.